Welcome to Focus on the Upstate, a program dedicated to informing you about organizations that serve our community and how you can get involved with them. Here's your host, Chris Evans.
Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Upstate. My name is Chris Evans. Today, my guest is Eleanor Vaughn, the Director of Development at the Greenville Literacy Association. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. And I noticed right off the bat, we were talking before the show, Director of Development, that's different from the last time you
were here.
It's an
upgrade.
An upgrade. Congratulations.
Thank you.
When did that happen?
It happened at the beginning of this year. We were kind of looking to upgrade some of the parts of the position, add a few more things in to make life a little more exciting. And so I was honored to step up and take the position and take on the extra, you know, assignments that
right.
need to be done. It's all good fun.
Promotions always come with extra work, don't
right.
they?
Right. Isn't that the thing about them?
Well, congratulations, Director of
Thank
Development.
You.
Now tell me what you do. What are the new things that you do now as the Director of Development?
Well, really more of what I was doing before.
Fair enough.
Is a better way to describe it. So I'm doing a lot of fundraising for the organization. We need to make sure that we can, keep the lights on, continue our mission, provide for all of our students. So going out to the community, making sure that people are aware of what we're doing, making sure that people know all about our events that we have and our graduation that happens, and just spreading the word about the need for adult education in the upstate.
Well, you have basically just run down the list of things I was going to talk about, fundraisers and graduation and your mission and everything.
Let's do it. Yeah.
We're going to talk about fundraisers in a minute because I know the really good, really big, really cheap book sale is coming up. And I got that right.
Yes.
I pride myself on knowing what order those go in.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about that because it's coming up the weekend of August 10th, August 9th, 10th, and 11th.
That's right.
So we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But I'm going to start with the, insofar as we haven't already started, I'm going to start with the question that I normally ask right off the bat is, what do you do and who do you do it for? Tell us about the Greenville Literacy Association.
Sure thing. So we offer adult education to anyone in the upstate over the age of 18. And when I say adult education, I mean everything from English as a second language to coming in to get your GED. We also do adult basic education, which is on the lower side of kind of on the other end of the spectrum from the GED. So if you're coming in and your reading skills are not quite up to par, your comprehension skills aren't quite there, we will help and get you there so you can kind of move on to that GED goal as time goes on. And we also do certifications, wind testing. We'll help you get on the path to citizenship. And we have career counseling as well. We have an in-house college and career counselor.
Wow, that's quite a lot of stuff. Now, literacy, I have observed a number of times that literacy is one of the easiest things to take for granted, because I think for a couple of reasons. Number one, you learn it typically, if we're talking about people that are,
right.
that are not visiting you, typically you learn it very young. And so it's something that you've kind of always known.
Right.
And it's something that you use so frequently, it's easy to forget that you know how to do it.
Right.
You just do it by rote, reading something or writing something. And therefore, it's very easy to take for granted and very difficult to understand the situation of somebody who doesn't have that skill.
That's right. And sometimes you go through school and you slip through the cracks and you don't get the education that you're there for. And fortunately, that is the case with a lot of our folks who do end up having to drop out for one reason or another.
Some schools are better than others.
I mean, that's right.
Throw anybody under the bus, or under the school bus.
No, but, you said it.
But I mean, there's testing that's done by the state, and some schools turn out better than others. And if you are one of the people that goes to a school that is not for whatever reason not serving its students as well, then you might be one of those people that slips through the cracks.
Sure. So another reason that people are able to kind of slip by with low literacy levels and get by in life is that we live in such a graphic culture. So everything has a picture. Everything has a website you can go to that, you can get your phone to read out loud to you these days. So even when you go to a restaurant, there are pictures of the food on the menu.
Yeah.
And, if you can't read the menu, the waiter tells you the specials and you say, oh, I'll have that. It's very easy to get by without a reading skill. So we do see a lot of folks that come in and they are much older and have gone their whole lives without any kind of literacy support, and they have just had to kind of squeak by. And we believe that that really is no way to live. And we want to get those people kind of out of that level and break that cycle for them so that they can move on and kind of fend for themselves out there.
Well, because the opportunities that exist for you when you have that literacy skill are so much wider than if you don't.
Absolutely. Even if you don't come in to get your GED, if you're coming in and you get level gains, so if you come in and you're at a level 3, which would be a third grade level,
okay,
and you move up to a level 9, and you can show that to your employer.
That's quite the jump.
It really is, you know, and a lot of people are a little test nervous. I myself was one of those people in school. So you you take the entry test and you get real nervous about it, and you maybe don't do as well as you actually could do. So once you're in the classes, that is our opportunity to see, oh, maybe this person does need to move up a little bit higher. And so the test, as you said earlier, is not always a whole picture of what is happening with a person.
Let's speak real quickly to the person that is hearing this and saying, that's me. What do they need to do to get started with the Greenville Literacy Association?
You want to give us a call at 864-467-3456, or you can visit our website at greenvilleliteracy.org.
Greenvilleliteracy.org.
Right.
It's a very simple website, very nicely laid out. It's easy to find things on there. And if you need help,
then
I know typically your county library has computers that you can use to go to websites, and somebody that can even assist you in using that computer.
That's right.
Let's talk about the graduation, because I know that happened not that long ago.
No, just at the end of May.
And so congratulations to the recent graduates. How'd it go?
Yeah, so it was great. We have had quite a few graduates this year. We graduated over 35 GED students this year, which is a great number. And we were so excited to see them get in their cap and gown, walk across the stage. It's always very emotional. Some of these people have just come out of high school, and they realize very quickly, oh, I'm not going to be able to do anything if I don't have that GED. So they come right back to us and get that GED. For them, it's been a short journey, no less important, but short.
Sure.
And then we have people who have gone their whole lives struggling, not realizing that this opportunity is right there under their feet. And so they finally are able to take advantage of it. They work so hard. They stick with us for as long as they need to. And they put in the work to get their GED. To see those folks walk across the stage is always a tearjerker. I mean, it's just seeing someone achieving their dreams right before your eyes. It's amazing.
Any particularly inspiring stories that you remember from this batch of graduates?
We have a pair of graduates. So it's a mother and a son. And the mother came back to get her GED. And she said, you know, I've been trying to tell my kids to go and do better for themselves. And I realized I didn't have any ground to stand on. I had to go and
be
do
the
it
example.
For myself. Right.
Yeah.
So she came and got her GED. I mean, she worked super hard on it. She spent a lot of time in our computer lab working. She came to all of her classes, never missed a class, never came in late. She was just a model student, got that GED. They take their GED tests, our students, all throughout the year, and then we have the graduation at the end of May. So anybody who's achieved throughout the year is able to come walk across the stage at the graduation.
Gotcha.
So she got her GED pretty early on, and then she kind of went home and she had that bargaining chip to tell her son, like, all right, buddy, it's time to get in gear.
Your turn.
right. So she sent him, and he got his GED, and they were able to walk across the stage together, and it was just it was a magical moment
fantastic.
To be able to see that. Yeah.
Now, graduation, you mentioned, happens in May, but you've kind of touched upon another question that I wanted to ask regarding the classes. They don't necessarily follow what you would call a traditional school year, just from, you know, August or so through the beginning of spring.
Right. So our classes run in 4 sessions a year, and they mostly kind of run concurrent with the seasons. So we have summer, spring, fall, and winter sessions, and they're roughly 10 to 12 weeks apiece, depending on kind of holidays and how all that falls. You would come in, you would pretest, you would get signed up for classes, and you complete a session, and we kind of are able to test you after the session is complete and see how, you know, if you've made any gains. And then we're able to put you in classes for the next session and so on and so forth until you're all finished.
Well, and I know in, for example, in a college setting, different classes are offered at different times of the year. Can anybody start in any particular season, or do you need to wait for a particular time a year to get going?
When you are ready to start with Greenville Literacy, you walk in the door and we will get you signed up.
When they're ready, you're ready.
Right. Gotcha. Our classes do fill up quickly, so we encourage people to sign up as early as they realize that they need our services. So right now we are signing up for our fall session. Our summer session has filled up very quickly. So we are very, we're very versatile. We really want people to be able to start when they want to start, because a lot of times if you tell people they have to wait, then they won't come back through the door.
Sure.
So We do try to accommodate all of the people who come through the door and make sure that they're able to get in as soon as possible.
You talk about the classes filling up. How many people are in classes?
Well, it really depends. We have our GED boot camp, which is a 12-week intensive GED session. That is 10 people. That's kind of our cap on that.
Gotcha.
We, in any of our other classes, it's anywhere from 2 to 10 people, maybe a couple more, maybe a couple less.
So a dozen max, generally speaking.
Yeah, right.
So relatively, especially relative to a lot of the schools around here, that would be small class size.
Great ratios.
very, very good ratios, but I can see how they would fill up quickly. So again, if you are hearing this and you want to get signed up for those fall classes, go to greenvilleliteracy.org and you can find information on there. You also mentioned that one of your jobs as Director of Development, Eleanor Vaughn, is fundraising. And I know that back kind of in the beginning of the year, you haven't been doing this very long. I want to say 3 years now. You've got a spelling bee.
Yes, the third year was this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did that go?
It was great. Yeah. We had a lot of participation, lots of laughs. J.D. hosted for us and Larkin's
love
graciously.
J.D. I know him. He's a great
guy. Great guy. He makes it a fun night.
You know what? I'm sorry to interrupt. We were talking before the program and the person that I mentioned that recites things for microphone checks, J.D.
Is it really?
That's who.
Shout out to J.D.
So there you go. J.D., love you. Continue.
So he hosted. It was a great evening. We had actually a tie this year for the winners. So that was very interesting. And they kind of faced off at the end. And so it was Quest Brewing and Haynesworth Sinclair Boyd that took home dual trophies.
Wow.
For the evening. Yeah.
Good for them.
I had to order another trophy. We were prepared for a tie.
I guess that'll happen because they have other spelling bees. I want to say this year the big Scripps spelling bee had like an eight-way tie or something like that.
Gosh, those kids are amazing. We're not quite to that level at our spelling bee.
No, it's okay. it's an opening tier.
Right.
So that's one of your fundraisers that happens in March.
The end of March.
End of March. Again, information on the website, greenvilleliteracy.org, if people want to get signed up for that. That is a fundraiser. So you register a team.
Right. So typically how it works, and this may change in the future, is that our sponsors register teams and then we do open up a few spots for public teams.
Gotcha. And that's something that'll be coming up again next year.
Yes. Keep an eye out for it. It's called Be a Better Greenville.
Be a Better Greenville. B-E-E.
B-E-E, a Better Greenville.
A Better Greenville, yes. And the other one, probably the fundraiser that you are best known for, is the really good, really big, really cheap book sale, which is coming up in the beginning of August, August 9th, 10th, and 11th. Let's talk about that. How did this get started?
So this is our 18th year.
18 years. Congratulations.
Thank you. So it's
old
been,
enough to vote.
Right. Buy cigarettes and vote. So we had a very, very small book sale the first year. It was 2 bookshelves. And it was more of a surplus issue. So we thought, okay, let's sell this stuff and see if we can make a little money for the organization. It had a great response. So it grew over the years. And now we are at a 3-day event. We've got a preview party. We have wonderful volunteers, over 300 volunteers that help us with this event.
300 volunteers.
It is absolutely wonderful, the support that we have from the community. And it's turned into this just massive, crazy, chaotic event that people just love and come back to year after year.
Fantastic. And I think it's interesting because you mentioned that this started because of a sort of surplus issue. I imagine people will be donating books and have already donated books for the book sale this year. And it's easy to think about, nonprofit organizations like yours needing financial donations.
Of course, you have
donations like that. But then there are organizations like Goodwill. They take, all kinds of material things that they turn around and sell in their stores as their own kind of fundraiser. There's a similar thing going, I gather, here with Greenville Literacy Association. People donate books to you guys.
That's right. All year round, we put boxes at different businesses and locations in the upstate. So always keep an eye out for that. They will have our poster on them. So we do that throughout the year. We work with the school district throughout the year to make sure that we, help involve the students in it. It's always good to kind of get those, get that interest peaked early. And then during the summer, we really ramp it up. So we accept donations at many locations in the upstate. Also, year round, we will accept donations at our McAllister Square location.
Right.
And you can drive right up and we will unload your car for you.
McAllister Square, for those who don't know, maybe you're listening in, Spartanburg or Easley or Lawrence, wherever. McAllister Square is in Greenville on Pleasantburg Drive.
That's right.
If you were coming in on 385, you take the Pleasantburg Drive exit, head south a little bit towards Greenville Tech. And before you get to Greenville Tech, it's right there on the left.
That's right.
And that's where the book sale is held.
It is. We fill the entire mall with used books, over 140,000 books.
140,000 books. And I think this is a really interesting point because, with an organization like Goodwill, Salvation Army, Miracle Hill, you know, people, if you want to get rid of your couch or something, it's easy to think of donating it to a place like that. But I imagine not many people think of getting rid of their books, you know, of purging their bookshelf to make room for new books that you might get at the book sale. But there's an opportunity there for you to make a donation to the Greenville Literacy Association.
Absolutely. And all of the funds from the book sale come right back to our mission. So you're donating a book. It's being processed by volunteers. It's being packed and priced and cleaned by volunteers. It goes into the sale. And so 100% of those profits come back to educating adults in the upstate.
So 140,000 books will be available on the weekend of August 10th and 11th. And but let's talk about the preview party, because I understand tickets for this just went on sale. Now this, I should make the distinction. This is the only ticketed part of the book sale.
Right. Well, we have the preview party Friday night, and I'll come back to that in just a second. But we also have an early bird entry on Saturday morning. You can come at 7:30 a.m. You can pay $10 and you can get an hour of private shopping before the public. So it's just a small group of people who pay $10 and they're able to come in and shop before the public.
That's first come, first serve. That's not arranged beforehand, is it?
It is not. You pay at the door. Gotcha. So we don't sell online tickets or anything for that. And we do have a good crowd for that, but it's nowhere near the public crowd that comes for the book sale. So it does afford you a little bit more space as you shop.
But the tickets for the preview party, you can get in advance.
Absolutely.
And they are available now.
They are on our website at greenvilleliteracy.org. So it's $40 per person or $70 for a couple, a little bit of savings there. And you don't have to be a couple to buy tickets. You can be just you and your friend or whoever.
A pair of tickets.
A pair of tickets, right. So we have hors d'oeuvres. We have wine. Quest Brewing does the beer for us wonderfully.
They do a good job.
They are great. We're so thankful for them. And we have a jazz trio from the Fine Arts Center coming to play. And there's just a great atmosphere. You get exclusive early access to book shopping and have a glass of wine while you shop.
So is there a dress code or a theme? Is it, Night in Paris or black tie or what?
We have not quite gotten to that level yet, but that's an excellent. I'll file that one away for future planning. The dress code is business casual.
Business casual. Okay, fair enough. Don't wear your flip-flops.
Right.
but buy a ticket. Now, see, this presents me with a dilemma, because I can either get one ticket for $40 and have an extra $30 to spend on books, or I can bring my wife.
Who could help you carry more books?
Who could help me carry more books? And she will have a different nose for books than I will. So we'll get a more bigger variety.
Right, exactly. And we see people bringing in shopping carts, suitcases, rolling carts. I mean, we've seen all kinds of things. It's wonderful to see.
You know, the Publix
support
isn't that far away. I bet you could borrow a shopping cart for a minute.
We actually do. So on Saturday and Sunday, we have a team of young Marines. Upstate Young Marines comes on Saturday. We have a different group that comes on Sunday, and it is a group of service kids that are, you know, serving in the upstate that will help you out to your car. So you fill out the grocery cart and they'll roll it out to the car. And Publix generously provides us with those carts.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the partners that you guys have. Let's put the book sale on hold for a minute and talk about these partners, because you've mentioned Publix, a couple of others. Who helps GLA out with your mission?
We have a wonderful group of sponsors and that includes Community Journals, who helps us put on the spelling bee every year. And they also help us by allowing for publication in their many wonderful publications throughout the year. So they are currently running advertisements for the spelling bee. We've had Lamar Billboards running advertisements for us in the upstate. So if you see a billboard, honk your horn or take a picture, post it on social media. We have Quest Brewing that does our beer for our events. Right. And Dawn and Quest are just wonderful. And if you've ever had their beer, of course, you can vouch for that. And Larkins is one of our hospitality sponsors. They we have our bee and graduation at their locations, and then they help us with the preview party as well.
So lots of people helping out, and listeners like you.
That's right.
That make donations and show up at the book sale. Again, August 9th, 10th, and 11th. The 9th is the preview party, which
That's
does
right.
Require a ticket. Again, you can get those tickets at greenvilleliteracy.org on the website. And then the 10th and 11th are the actual book sale proper.
Right.
There's the early bird special, which you show up at what time?
7:30
on
Saturday morning, the 10th, and you can get an hour of shopping ahead of the public. And then
for
at 8:30, doors open.
Right.
For 10
then,
bucks.
Okay.
Right.
So at 8:30. So we're starting at 8:30 on the 10th and going until
4.
Until 4.
It's an all-day affair.
So, yeah, that's a fair window of book
selection.
You can
get some books in that
amount
of time.
Absolutely. Now, realistically, I mean, 140,000 books is a lot of books, but you're also going to have a lot of people. How quickly are they going to go?
We see some sections go more quickly than others. Children's is a very popular section, so we
do see that
go very quickly. That's also a lot of fun to bring your kids and let them kind of go through and pick out books. We also want to encourage that. It's great for teachers to come in and shop for their classrooms. We do have a good amount left at the end that we either donate or save until next year. I don't think to this date have ever run out of books.
Fair enough.
And this year, I think, is our biggest year yet. We've got more books than we've ever had before. Our wonderful office coordinator, Kim Phillips, has done a wonderful job of bringing books in for us this year. So we are... just running at full capacity this year. Poor volunteers.
Well, and then there are some that are left over by the end of the sale, which is why you have the bag special.
That's right. The bag day is on Sunday. So you pay
$10. Is that all day Sunday?
That's from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock on Sunday. And we're not open any other hours on Sunday.
Okay.
So you come in 1 to 4 on Sunday, August 11th, and you purchase a Trader Joe's bag for $10.
Another partner.
That's right. Wonderful. They provide us with the bags. They're great partners. They're actually collecting books for us this year too. And they, you fill up that bag with books. It doesn't matter what kind of books. It doesn't matter how many, as long as they fit in the bag. And that bag is $10. So it's a wonderful deal if you're looking for books. It's great for folks who love to read and are not as picky about what they want to purchase. So if you know you love historical fiction, then just come in and fill up a bag with historical fiction and, that's all going to be $10. It's just such a great deal.
So the $10 early bird special starts at 7:30 on Saturday, the 10th.
That's right.
And you can get in early and have your first pick. If you like to be picky and you like to see everything that's there right off the bat before anybody else has gotten a chance to get their hands on it, that's the one for you. And then the sale proper from 8:30 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, and then on Sunday, the bag sale, where a $10 donation purchase will get you a bag that you can fill up with any kind of books you can fit in there.
That's right.
And it's just 10 bucks.
And it's a grocery bag. It's a huge bag.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. Yeah. It's not a small bag. I was just looking at your website, which once again we'll mention, greenvilleliteracy.org. Tons of information on there. And I noticed something that I probably should have asked you about earlier. Prospective tutors. We talked so much about the people that you serve, the students that you have that are learning GEDs or whatever they're learning, but we didn't talk about the people that are teaching them.
We have the best volunteers in the upstate, I'm telling you, Chris. So we have over 200 tutors that work year-round to teach the classes in our centers. It's completely on a volunteer basis. They come in. A lot of them are retired college professors, retired educators. We have lots of professionals, lawyers, and military professionals that come in and teach for us. So the quality of our education is excellent. And we also have volunteers that work our events. We have over 300 volunteers just for the book sale. We have volunteers for our other events. And then we've got volunteers that come in and do things like answer our phones at our front desk. If you're interested in volunteering, we encourage you to check out the website and make sure to send us an email and let us know.
Absolutely. So volunteer opportunities available at greenvilleliteracy.org. And frankly, everything else.
Right. Anything you need.
Anything you need. You can find out more information about the book sale coming up August 9th through the 11th. I imagine you can also purchase the tickets for the preview party.
You sure can.
Okay. Again, greenvilleliteracy.org is how you do that. If you want to volunteer, if you want to make a donation of either books or money or time, whatever it is, you can do that through the website. And Eleanor Vaughn, the Director of Development, congratulations again on your promotion.
Thank you.
That's a big deal. has been my guest today for the Greenville Literacy Association. Thank you so much for being here,
Eleanor. Thanks for having me, Chris.
It's been my pleasure.
See you at the book sale.
Absolutely. I'm Chris Evans, and this has been Focus on the Upstate.
You've been listening to Focus on the Upstate with Chris Evans. If you would like more information on today's topic, email Chris at cevans@intercom.com.